Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We had a real tale of two markets today. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ ripped to fresh record highs right out of the gate, but then it all fizzled out. What was your take on that reversal?
It was a classic intraday leadership failure. The session started with this huge burst of optimism, especially in tech. You had positive news from IBM, Dell, and AMD, which was still riding high on that OpenAI partnership. The semiconductor index, the SOX, was flying.
Right. It felt like the rally was just going to keep running. So what exactly pulled the rug out from under us?
It was a single headline, really. A report suggested Oracle might face challenges, renting out NVIDIA chips. That was the pin that popped the semiconductor balloon. The SOX went from hero to zero, flipping from a solid gain to a 2.1% loss. When the semis roll over that hard, they take the whole market with them.
And the mega caps followed suit. We saw the big growth names give back all their gains and then some. Meanwhile, money flowed into the classic defensive spots, right? Consumer staples and utilities were the only sectors with real gains.
Exactly. It's a textbook risk-off rotation. But the sell-off was modest, not panicked. The major averages are still just a stone's throw from those record highs. This feels more like a pause than a panic.
Let's drill down into some of the specific stock stories that drove the action. The auto sector was a disaster zone. Tesla dropped over 4%, and Ford got hit for 6%. What happened there?
Two totally different stories, but the same ugly outcome. For Tesla, the hype around their new, more affordable Model Y just didn't live up to reality. It was a classic sell the news event. With Ford, it's a much more tangible problem. A fire at a key aluminum supplier could disrupt their business for months. That's a real headwind.
And it wasn't just the automakers. The home builders ETF was down over 3%. I saw a whole slew of downgrades hit that group today from Evercore.
Yes, a major firm downgrading the entire sector is a huge sentiment shift. It tells you Wall Street is getting nervous about housing. But here's the interesting contrast. James Hardy, ticker JHX, which makes building products, guided its revenue and earnings way up. It soared over 8%.
I see. So new home construction might be slowing, but the repair and remodel demand is still incredibly strong. That's a great tell.
It's the perfect example of why you can't just trade the sector. You have to know the individual stories. There's always a bull market somewhere.
All right, let's find that bull market. Despite the broad market pullback, some names showed exceptional strength. Where are you focusing for potential continuation plays tomorrow?
The real strength today, the under-the-surface leadership, was in healthcare and biotech. I'm watching a handful of names that not only bucked the trend, but closed at or near their highs on rising volume. That's a powerful signal.
Okay, give me the top of the list. What's the number one setup you're watching?
Insmed, ticker INSM. It pushed higher all afternoon and closed right at the peak. The plan here isn't to chase it on the open. I want to see a small, orderly pullback to the $161 support area. If it holds there and then breaks today's high around 162.50, that's the trigger for a multi-day move towards 166.
So you're looking for confirmation. Buy the dip, but only after it proves it can hold support. I like that discipline. What else is on the radar?
Another biotech, VTYX, showed a very similar pattern, closing strong. And for a more stable, large-cap name, look at Accenture, ACN. It wasn't an explosive move. It was a slow, steady grind higher all day. That looks like professional accumulation. A hold above 251 tomorrow could set up a nice, measured move to 253 or higher.
Got it. And for traders with a bit more risk appetite?
There's one speculative name, GSIW. It's a microcap that had a massive volume squeeze in the last hour of trading. It's extremely high risk, but if it can hold above the 20-cent level tomorrow morning and form a higher low, it has the potential for another explosive leg up. Trade it small, if you trade it at all.
Let's touch on some analyst calls that caught my eye. AMD got a big upgrade to buy from Jefferies with a $300 target.
That's significant. The street is clearly buying into the AI story and AMD's partnership with OpenAI. That upgrade adds fuel to the fire. On the flip side, Dollar Tree, DLTR, was hit with a downgrade to underperform. That's a worrying sign for the low-end consumer.
All right, let's bring it all together. The market hits new highs, pulls back, but doesn't break down. What's the key takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow's session?
The takeaway is to be cautiously optimistic, but highly selective. The market's path of least resistance still feels higher, but you can't just buy the index and close your eyes. You have to focus on the pockets of relative strength. The biotech leaders like INSM, the quality tech names like ACN, know your levels. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, watch 668 as support and 670 as resistance. A firm break of either of those levels will likely set the tone for the rest of the day.
Fantastic analysis. Be selective, know your levels, and stick with what's working. That's the game plan. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.